Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms who've been real life best friends for more than two decades. We're trying to create gracious homes that are welcoming, but also functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it. For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home.
On today's episode of Welcome Home, it's Father's Day, and we've got two very special guests on today's episode, our dads. They'll share their advice, memories, and a bunch of other things you didn't know you needed to know.
Plus, what Big Dave and Pop-Up G think about the virtue of privacy, the worst Quaker ever, what to eat in Paris, and why Costco remains the gold standard in pretty much everything. It's the man episode in honor of Father's Day. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Graham.
Welcome home, Kirsten.
We're going to be welcoming home twice because we're not going to lie. This was not our most professional episode. It's going to be kind of a mixy, matchy.
It's one of those like when you listen to a radio show and they do prank calls. We basically prank called both of our dads.
Well, we dealt with two 70-something year olds who don't use Zoom frequently. So, you know, you get what you get.
Yeah, but we've been wanting to do this episode for like years to put our dads on. And I think they slightly shined, but also we jumped up. Like my dad didn't know he was coming on. Your dad didn't really know.
Yeah, your dad got ambushed. I told my dad last night he was going to be on the podcast and he went with it. So my dad's never heard our podcast. So he was a good sport. And Graham's dad was a super good sport because he didn't even know he was going to be on it. But we won't talk too much. We'll just jump on into the interview, but just a little background. Graham and I have talked about our dads before. They're great. They're a little kooky and we love them and they genuinely love each other and they're pretty similar.
Yeah. Well, and they love us, which is the most important. And so we thought, you know what, in honor of Father's Day, let's hear a different perspective from the ones that raised us. So we hope you enjoy.
Without further ado.
Let's see if he's around. Oh, where is this crazy man?
David.
Hi, this is David Frankel.
That's not David Frankel, though. Your dad's voicemail?
Yeah, it's like he has a secretary. Hi, this is David Frankel's line. Like, as if he's like somewhere really fancy.
Okay, we're recording. Welcome home, Graham.
Welcome home, Kirsten. And we might have our biggest and most special guest we've ever had on the show today.
It's the Father's Day episode, and we have a special guest all the way from Bonita Springs, Florida. Welcome to the North, Dad.
Welcome, Dr. Gladding. It's so exciting to have you on our show.
He wanted to use a synonym.
Pseudonym, Kirsten. A pseudonym.
He wanted to use a pseudonym because my mom told my best dad's story this morning because Pop-Up said this. Okay, well, let's give some background here. Boots has been saying since the very beginning of this podcast, you guys have comedy gold between your dads. Why have you not had your dads on the air yet? And my dad doesn't know why he's funny. You don't know.
No.
You are one of the funniest men.
Wait, Graham. But so my mom said, oh, well, let's tell our favorite Pop-Up story. Where he took you car shopping and the nice car salesman said, so, welcome to our dealership. What's your name? And my dad said, that's none of your business.
Wait, can I interject? Because I have questions. What is it? So, Dr. Gladding, you're pretty much like my dad. One thing I realized, like, you guys have a lot in common. And I really do.
By the way, Dr. Gladding is a pseudonym.
Right. I feel like you should be best friends. Why do you guys have such issues with, like, giving up your information? That's my first question.
Would we have an issue with it?
Yes.
Yeah. Like my dad is very scared of the cloud. He's
the story I just told.
Supposedly happened. Well, it's none of their business. Why would you give them your name?
Well, like, you know, so
when they get your, they say, would you like to take a test drive? And they take your driver's license because they, oh, we have to make a copy of that. Because
you're taking their car, Dad.
Do you know what they're doing? They're checking your credit rating.
Oh, you think you're taking their car. And you
hold, Kirsten, let me drill down. Like, I'm the interviewer here. Who told you they're checking your credit rating? Like, immediately they go and like take it to a back room and start checking your credit rating?
Yes, they take a copy of it, and with, because they have the information, they can check your credit rating.
Okay, so this goes under our life skills thing. So Kirsten, like, but what this
about
is thing.
Like, I feel like you also feel that way about like giving your name for like a table at a restaurant. Like, I feel like you give pseudonyms a lot for that.
Well, I always give them my name for that, but then I use a pseudonym for that.
Wait, you have a pseudonym for the restaurants?
Sure. What do they need to know your name for?
Why can't they know your name, Dad? Like, why make that an issue?
It's not an issue.
There's something generational with privacy, Kirsten. Like, it's like my dad in the cloud. He's very scared of the cloud. He doesn't do anything like where anything could be shared.
My dad's nodding. You agree about the cloud?
Yeah.
What about email, Dad? Flash in the pan?
No, it's not flash in the pan, but I'll tell you what, it scares the, I have an encrypted email.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's good though. Okay. But what about Google? Have we finally left Ask Jeeves? Because you were the most loyal customer to Ask Jeeves. You loved Ask Jeeves.
Well, that was like, I called my parents the other day and my mom was taking like a class somewhere on Long Island, like not too far away. And I said, well, like, guys, do you have a few minutes to talk? And she's like, no, your dad's outside. He's plugging in the Garmin, you know, like into our cigarette lighter. And so he could like pre-program how to get to, you know, this place, like not too far from our house. And so they're definitely still toting around their Garmin that plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, that's
it's unfortunate. No, I use Google for that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I also have a Garmin, and it's sad that I can't use it anymore. It was very good.
Why can't you use it?
Well, I have Google. It's better.
Oh, that's impressive.
Oh, wait, next question. So will you throw it away, or do you feel like you need to hold on to it?
Actually, like, I still have it. Yeah.
I had a sense you might. Just because you're wondering, like, maybe one day, like, the Google will shut down and you'll need to have it just in case.
Absolutely. And I like the way you refer to it as the Google.
Well, I was just quoting my dad there.
Well, that's what I quote.
I'm trying to make our guests feel comfortable. I'm trying to use colloquialisms.
In case you guys couldn't guess, our dads very much get along. Okay. So one more thing, because it's top of mind. I got some really good business advice from my dad last night. Can we tell that story, Dad? We're still kind of in a fight. The last thing, well, we went to bed last night. You were very mad at me, and yes, you did. You said, I raised a bunch of wussies.
A bunch of wussies. I couldn't believe it.
All I want to do
is stand up for yourself.
Okay, so I have a professor who I'm having like a little bit of an issue with, and it's very boring. It's like about like getting my internship hours. It's just like this whole thing. And I said, you know, but this is still my professor, right? So you have to walk this line. Like if it were a boss or something, right, Graham? Mm-hmm. You've got to like advocate for yourself. But then also like this person is going to be there evaluating you. You know, this is like a professional relationship that you're going to maintain, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how does my dad tell me to handle this?
I can only imagine. Hit it.
Would you like to share the advice you gave?
No, it's you miss you.
I misunderstood.
You have to go down there and assert yourself.
You said, I'm going to bash your head in with a club. I'm going to bash your head in with a club if you don't get me my hours. I said, Dad, I don't think I should do that because I have to be with these people for the next semester. You said,
stand up for yourself, you're a wuss.
That's when you said, I raised a bunch of wussies. It's compromise, compromise, compromise.
Oh my gosh. That's a good piece of information though. I get what he's trying to say. He's trying to protect you. Yeah, I do. I
know, but you really think walking into your professor and say, I'm going to bash your head in with a club is the right way?
When I said with a club, I just meant to bash his head in.
What were you picturing me bashing it in with? You didn't whatever. Say club, maybe just a chair, whatever, Sandy.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever blunt object.
No, he gets, it's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for talking tough. Like, What is it? That's carry one. A big stick? Walk softly and carry a big stick?
Absolutely. If you don't believe, you can't negotiate if you don't negotiate. Everybody always said, that's violence. That's horrible. Violence never solved anything. That's a lie.
Violence does solve stuff. The only thing
that ever solves anything.
I'm so glad you said that, Dad. Now's a great time to bring up, what religion are you again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a Quaker, which I love every time.
Known for their pacifism.
That's actually really interesting.
People think I'll get violent. That's the key.
You'll leave them guessing just like on your name.
Well, so wait, Dr. Gladding, what do you think is the most important piece of advice that you ever gave to Kirsten? Like, as raising, you've raised two daughters. What do you think is something that maybe you want her to take away from all your years of parenting?
Well, I think the easiest one, I don't know if I said it this way to this one, I did say it to the other one, and that is that if that, just ask yourself, would Daddy like me doing this?
Would Daddy like me doing this? That's a great question. You know, I could use that like my entire life. That's quite applicable. Like,
I've never heard you say that before.
But that's genius.
That wasn't advice for me.
That is that's a direct quote for the other one. For the other one. And I did get say it to you, but not quite in those words.
Oh, okay.
That is amazing advice.
I more direct. She's not. Yeah. If you give her latitude left or
she's
right,
not she's not a compromiser like me.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Okay, well, I'm trying to think what else. I'm still trying to get my dad on the phone. I'm thinking he's maybe at Costco or something.
Yeah. Costco, right, he's my man.
He goes every day, like literally every day. I bet you.
Graham, well, what's the best piece of advice your dad ever gave you, Graham?
Let's see. It's probably one of those, like, don't take no for an answer, I would say. Like, he's very pushy and forceful, and he's like, there's constantly like a workaround, and just keep pushing ahead, I would say.
That's good advice. That's good advice.
No, it's realistic advice, because that's the point. You said, like, I said, bash his head. Okay, well, maybe, yeah, you should go in there and bash his head. But if you don't tell the stupid fool that you want something, how are you supposed to know?
It's just the softness of your delivery that's so charming.
Yeah. But like, how do you think, that's what I'm saying. Like, you might get away with that. Do you think we get away with that as much?
Yes, I think you can easily get away with that as much. In fact, this one's mother. Well, I'm doing it. Cool.
She's a toughie. She's a toughie too. I love her. Yeah.
Okay.
So both your parents are a little pushy.
I know, which is why I have to be so polite. It's called overcompensating. It's like psychology 101, Dad. Psychology 101.
Have you heard the story, Dr. Gladding, and my dad getting kicked out of Peter Luger's? Have we told you that one?
Out of where?
Out of Peter Luger's.
No, yeah. Let me hear this.
Oh, this, he got it. So good. I think you'll appreciate this. So he and my mom were dining. They were dining for lunch. There's actually a Peter Luger's near my house. There's two locations, not the one in Brooklyn, the one in Great Neck. So he was at Peter Luger's with my mom and they had a lunch. I don't know, but they split a lunch, you know, because heaven forbid, like both of them like order their own lunch item at Peter Luger's. It wasn't even a big deal. Anyway, the bill comes and my dad gets, a charge for like a share plate, you know, like some sort of like $10 upcharge for sharing a plate. And he goes into such a rage over the share plate charge that it gets, and they won't take it off the bill. They refuse that. Basically they had to call the police like, to come in. And yeah. And he basically got kicked out of Peter Luger's.
He is lifetime banned.
Really?
Yeah, they took away his Luger's card. But what do you think about that? About a share plate charge, like for a longstanding customer? Do you think that that's kind of a rude thing to do for a restaurant?
I think that's very foolish on their part. They lost a customer.
Mm-mm, yeah, but we just love it so much. I feel like we're still going to go back. That's the thing. Like my
but
dad's
your
not
dad can't go back, so he won't take other people there to go back. And
that's true.
They lost on that one, and it's ridiculous. A shared plate. It doesn't cost them anything. And it's a service or a thing that makes you want to give them a gratuity or make them want to be, you know, go back and go there again. If I like that. I'm sorry. I agree with your dad. You want to charge me $7 to cut a piece of wedding cake and serve it? $7?
That makes me mad too.
Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about like a corkage fee at a restaurant?
Well, I think it's, well, same thing. I think it's ridiculous.
I know. Like maybe if you don't have a liquor license, just let them bring whatever they want, but don't charge someone to open a bottle of wine.
No, I mean, if you're trying to, if you tell me in advance going in that you're so snotty that you're going to charge me to open my wine and I go there, then I should pay it and shut up. But if not, I don't understand that one.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. That makes good sense.
Okay, well, we were talking about best advice. I will say what you did for me, Dad, is you are a great example of really hard work. You're a great example of discipline. Remember that year you like only ate cabbage? Yeah. I told someone you were dying.
Well, but here, I have a lot. No, in honor of Father's Day, we're going to say some nice things. You know,
Kirsten, I know, I was. My- he is the most disciplined human being you've ever met. Like,
well, and also, I think you raised like my finest friend in the entire wide world. Oh, so boy, whatever you did, you raised someone who like is like my other, the extension of me. So that, so I think you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Because she's got a great.
So did your father. I
clearly. Well, that's why you guys should hang out more. If we could ever find him.
Yeah, that would be nice. I like your dad. I don't know why. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm shocked at how much you and Kirsten look like you did when you were back in school.
Ah, well, we spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of money for that.
Okay, Pop. We need some helpful tips for our listeners. So, what advice would you give to most of our listeners are female? For what advice would you give to moms as to how to like support their husbands as dads? Like, what is it that like I don't even realize I'm doing that's like not helping Boots, or that I could do that is helping Boots? Like, what is it the mom did that you're like, you know what, that was a great thing so that I could be a better dad?
I don't think I can come up with an answer to that.
It's
extremely hard. I think I've watched you in Boots interact, and I would say you're incredibly supportive.
Yes!
I would say your mother, not so good. I mean, like, it's like...
She's okay!
No, she was pretty good, but, you know, like, it was like, hey, like, I'm going
to
raise...
Scale of 1 to 10, how's good is mom?
A 7.
Because Mother's Day's over, forget about her.
Damn right.
We have a sponsor we want to tell you about, Egyptian cotton t-shirts. So what are these t-shirts? Guys, they're not your typical t-shirt. They're 100% authentic Egyptian cotton.
Certified. Have you ever even heard of that, Kirsten?
Yes. No. Here's the deal. Of course we've heard of it. Egyptian cotton. It's like, yeah, no big deal. Egyptian cotton. We hear it all the time. But
not in clothes.
Well, no. That's a lie. Only 1% of the world's entire the entire world's cotton is actually Egyptian cotton. So, like, you hear this term being tossed around willy nilly. You've been living a lie. This is a very rare commodity. So these actually come from Egypt. They are 100% organic Egyptian cotton, non-toxic, low impact dyes. They are made ethically in the actual Cairo, Egypt, and shipped to the U.S. for free with a $150 plus order.
Yes, darling pants and t-shirts. I would definitely say, like, I order a size small. They were definitely like loose on me. These are your comfy around the house. Like, you can sleep in these pants, like super just like loungewear. I would definitely say super loungewear, but they make shirts and pants. Everything's pre-shrunk, which is really neat. Lovely solid colors and incredibly comfortable. They have really nice deep pockets. The pants do. There's no tag.
These are your Zoom pants, people. Like, these are what you wear when you're business on top, casual on the bottom for the pants. Because I've just realized I don't like sitting on a Zoom call in jeans. Like, it's uncomfortable. You know? Like,
and I'm
ready to like put on. I know I said it before. I'm ready to like put on real clothes to go to work. But like, man, if I'm not, I want to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, they sell short sleeve crew necks, short sleeve V-necks, women's. They sell
men's
sizes. So there you go. Give them a try. And also, here's the other thing that is special about this company, fair trade.
Which is delightful and very important. All right. You can experience exceptional comfort every day from the world's best cotton. You'll get 20% off your purchase if you use the coupon code WELCOMEHOME, all one word. Try it in caps lock. We're pretty sure that'll work the best. So welcome home, all one word, caps lock. And you go, this is a little long, but stick with me. You go to Egyptian Cotton egyptt-shirts.com. So that's Egyptian. So that's E-G-Y-P-T-I.
Egyptian and then cotton and then the letter T. And then the word shirts.com.
So the actual letter T shirts, no hyphen, no anything like that.com. Mm-hmm. So EgyptianCottonT-shirts.com and use the code welcome home and you'll get 20% off your order. And we hope you enjoy it. It's also a really good gift for like your mom or your dad. I feel like very comfy.
Well, what I like too is if you give it to someone as a gift, like I am reading about the supporting people, like they have the workers receive a hot lunch each day. They have access to a medical clinic, safe working conditions, paid fair wages. The factory provides daycare education and part-time job for workers' children. So special company, go ahead and support them and use our coupon code. Thank you. Egyptian cotton t-shirts. I know. We'll let my dad go in just a second. So I'm a good mom. Mom was only okay. What about gifts, Dad?
Gifts?
Yeah. Like how old are you again? 74? Okay. So what do our listeners get for their dads?
Depends, you know, the standard thing, if they play golf or some kind of golf, you know, dude.
That's so boring. That's
at this age, that's what we expect. Boring.
Do you want me to get you another wallet made out of duct tape?
If
I were to start fashioning things out of duct tape,
duct tape wallet, Dad. That was the height of fashion.
I still have it. What are you talking about? The height of fashion? I still have it.
Why?
Why not? It's a cool wallet.
No, it's not.
So cool. You made your own wallet out of duct tape. Maybe describe that for people, since this is an audio show.
It's a cool wallet.
So you're a nautical guy, and you fashioned
the whole bit. It's very.
You fashioned it yourself out of duct tape.
No, somebody made it for me.
Oh.
Like a first grader or a second grader at like at a commerce day at elementary school. That's one of those good products to sell at
probably a little more sophisticated than that.
Dad, what about when you insist on chaining your wallet to your belt because you were worried about pickpocketers?
Yeah,
at the country club.
I have two of them.
Oh, I remember when you had your wallet on a chain. That was an interesting move.
Yeah, but like, were there a lot of pickpocketers at the country club?
No, but I started that in Spain where there are a lot of pickpocketers, and when they see that chain, they figure
they
know. You know what
they
you're
know they know they're dealing with a guy who'll bash your head in with a club.
Right. Not a club. You never said a club. It's a metaphor, Graham. It's a metaphor.
No, that wasn't true. That was real in Spain. I had a bashing umbrella.
Okay, so you said dads want boring. If they play golf, they want golf things, and it's boring.
Yeah, so what?
What about like an experience? Like, what about, you know?
A massage?
No. Did you want a massage?
No.
That seems
weird. Get my own massage.
Okay, what about like a gift? Should we get to a dinner? This is why you don't get them gifts. Okay. What about an aura frame?
An aura frame.
We talk about this all the time. Dad, will you tell them you like the frame that we got you?
The picture frame.
The one that changes pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like that a lot.
See? Told you guys.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's a great present.
Well, what we really like about it is you update the pictures all the time.
I told you guys, we're telling you the truth here.
It's kind of cool. And I turn it on at 7 in the morning and I turn it off at 10 at night. Mm-hmm. It does it automatically, of mm-hmm. course, you know, and I, being the technophobe that I am, spent a great deal of time learning to do that.
Yep. There you go.
That's amazing. Oh, that's a delightful present. That's a free ad we just did for them because they're not even sponsored for this one.
Okay. What about being a grandpa? What's it like to see your child parent?
It's tough.
Really? Wait, we're diving in now. Why is it tough?
Well, you know, you've been through it and you kind of think you know how to do it. So therefore, if your child doesn't do it the way you might want them to do it, you kind of say, well, I should keep my mouth shut is what you say.
Ooh, and that's not easy for you. I understand that. I feel like I will fall into the same trap because I have a lot of opinions on things. So keeping your mouth shut while watching your own children make mistakes.
Right.
With raising your
wait a minute.
They may not be mistakes. That's the key. That's why you keep your mouth shut. They could be.
Oh, that's very magnanimous of you. I would consider anything not my way to be a mistake.
Well, that's nothing wrong with that. But I watch Kirsten much more than the other one because Kirsten has grown, you know, her kids have gotten pretty big now. And it is different than, you know, I would have done. You know, I just reach over and smack that little monster.
But, that's a great story, Dad. Okay.
So. Oh, see, my dad was actually, he was not the dictatorian. Like, he was never the one who, he's like a super pushover, especially for me, very easygoing. Mm. But he was a pincher. And like, if he ever got mad, you would get the back of your arm pinched. And it was the greatest form of corporal punishment ever, because no one could see it coming. And it was so painful, like, well, lasted forever.
Well, you can't do corporal punishment anymore. So you know what Boots does? Push-ups. Boots goes straight army. He's like 20, dropping every 20. So our kids have to do push-ups when they're talking.
No, I never hit anybody.
I don't think so.
No, we know. I never
did that. But I did like the envelope theory.
What's the envelope theory?
You know, I defined the authoritarian envelope boundaries. If you went out of that boundary, you got punished big time. If you're in the boundary, you could do just about anything you wanted.
Well, we were talking about whether or not I ever got grounded or got in trouble. And one of the things that came up was, like, I don't really remember ever getting grounded, but I did this really stupid thing when I was in high school where we had our yard was like cinder blocked off. You know, that's how the yards are in Phoenix. So there's like the main part of our yard, but it was actually like a decent sized property. So behind the cinder blocks was like still like land we owned, but it was like not in, like, you didn't see it. So my parents said, if you have a party, because there was curfew, they're like, you can have like a lock in at your house, at our house, and we'll stay in our room and won't bother you. And you can have a lock in, but everyone has to be here by like 11, which was curfew, like statewide curfew. And then they can leave at 5 a.m. And my mom went out and bought like pizza and chips and sodas. And I just figured, well, they're going to stay in their room, promise not to come out. Then they'll never notice what goes on behind the wall. So I threw a rager at my house. Like,
wait, what? Why, your parents were there?
They told me they wouldn't leave their room. So I'm like, this is going to be fine. Like, this is how you know the full frontal lobe wasn't developed. I'm like, they'll never know behind the wall there's like 40 high schoolers drinking beer. And my dad just said, I'm very disappointed in you. I expected better.
Isn't that the worst?
It's, I don't, like, even know worst. If I got grounded and I'm still like, oh, that was
disappointed. I know.
And you know what? That's the night I met my husband.
Oh,
yeah. He showed up in a limo and he, like,
classy guy.
Well, I mean, it was the Christmas dance. He showed up in a limo and he had like a case of beer under his hand. And I just put my hand on his chest and I said, I don't know who you are. I'm having the worst night of my life. Get back in this limo and leave. And that's the first thing I ever said to my husband. Then I invited the boy he was with in the house. I'm like, but I know you. You can come in. You're really cute.
Who was it that, were you the one with the shotgun?
The shotgun?
On the date, or was that Liz? That was Liz. Poor Liz.
I guess so. I don't have a shotgun.
Why did Liz have a shotgun?
She didn't. My brother was visiting me and we were looking at a specific shotgun, not realizing your mother had gone out and somebody came to pick up one of the girls for a date, and the poor boy.
That was not me.
You literally had a shotgun upon arrival. Holy. That's a good story.
Oh, I think the funniest one was when Kirsten goes on her first major date. Donna was not there. Your mother was not there. And you came out in a dress that was ridiculously short and fishnet stockings.
That's a really good story. Proceed.
I have no recollection of this.
Right.
Proceed. Don't interrupt.
I called your mother and said, she's not going out in that outfit. I'm not going to allow it. And your mother chewed me out and said, she's perfectly fine. I checked that out before. She can go. And I was really annoyed at you and your mother. And the door, there's a knock at the door. And I go to the door to tell this kid to get lost. And I open the door and here's this 14-year-old pimply faced kid with an Armani suit that was three sizes too big on him. And I just broke out laughing so hard. And I looked at Kirsten. I looked at the kid. I looked at Kirsten. I said, you're in trouble, kid. And walked off. I'll never forget that.
That's a great story. Oh, Kirsten.
I didn't know.
Dr. Lanning, I feel like she tried that outfit a couple times at college too.
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
The true story.
All right, Dad, any other pieces of wisdom you need to share with our listeners?
I need to share. Wet ducks don't fly at night. That's.
There you go. Wet ducks don't fly at night. Okay.
Very, very important.
Is that a real thing?
That's like my dad's. If he were here, he'd say, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that a real saying? Or are you just saying something crazy?
It's like keep your powder dry. What White ducks don't fly at night, you know?
No, I don't have a clue like how to apply that metaphor.
That is the equation.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Quintessential philosophic phrase that you have to interpret. It's like meditate as a Buddhist forever until you get to nirvana. When you figure out what that means, life is perfect for you.
Oh, that is the perfect note to leave
on. Zero sense, Dad. But
no, it makes a ton of sense. I get it. It means a lot to me, actually, Kirsten. Maybe you should have been my dad.
Graham, they're kind of interchangeable. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm so bummed. We'll get David on the show.
You two are remarkably interchangeable. I think it's hysterical.
I know. Dad, before you leave, who's your favorite daughter? You were very good about even. Same.
Susan.
Oh.
You never met Susan. She's the favorite daughter.
Oh, my God.
You would always say, you're the favorite oldest. Lizzie's the favorite youngest.
Yep.
All right, Dad. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on Welcome Home. I'm sorry not there to visit.
What do
you
think of my closet studio, Dad?
Huh?
What do you think?
Oh, it's a wonderful studio. And if I could just stand up.
Okay. Can you help?
Nope.
All right. Okay. Love you, Dad. Thanks for coming.
That's how I get into my area, right?
Yeah, either door.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pop-Pop.
Thank you for having me, Graham. I appreciate it. It's good to see you again, honestly.
Good.
You guys need to come. It's not a long trip. Come down and see us in Florida.
Oh, I'd love to do that if we have an open invitation.
Oh my God, she's more than welcome. Tell her, will you?
You're more than welcome, Graham. Oh my God.
Oh, welcome. Okay, well, welcome.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for that guest star. Back to our regulars.
Oh, Kirsten, you get an A+ on that one. Just getting to chit-chat with your dad for a while was the most wonderful thing ever.
Okay, so now let's get down to business.
I think we're about done. I think we're going to wrap it up.
No. Are you serious?
That was the perfect show. We got to chit chat with your dad for like 30 minutes.
We're not going to. Okay. All right. That's a show? People want that?
Oh, I think it was delightful. I think it gave them everything they needed.
Are you sure? That's very short.
No, it was delightful. It was actually quite perfect. It was really, truly perfect.
Well, let me ask you a question before we leave then. Do you have any plans for Father's Day?
Something boring, probably. I mean, after all that, your sweet dad, it's probably like something. I probably need to do something special for my dad this year. He's had a big year. But I wish I could just get him on the phone. I just don't know how to do it.
I'm very disappointed.
That was amazing. How do we get?
I think I just want to say that we have a little problem in our family. And if any of our listeners have dealt with this, I would love to know. My kids go to summer camp over Father's Day, and I feel really guilty because Boots does do a very nice job of, like, you know, taking me to brunch or whatever. The kids are sweet to me on Mother's Day, and it's a special treat, and I feel very bad.
Oh, I got this one in the bag. Alternate Father's Day. Like, you pick a day. Yeah, you got this. You got this.
Surprise Father's Day.
Yeah, surprise Father's Day. Day everyone's home. You pick another Sunday that the kids are here, and you just double down, and that's Father's Day.
Okay, one other thing. Do you ever feel, like, what do you think our level of obligation is to our husbands on Father's Day?
Oh, I think it's big because I've turned the tables on Mother's Day, and I've realized, like, I'm done with lame Mother's Day. I want all the things that I want done.
Okay, like, so you can't say, like, you're not my dad, I'm not getting anything?
Oh, you mean what, to your husband? I think it's your job to steer the ship a little bit with the kids, like making sure that everyone does all the stuff that the dads want done, which is really not a lot, because let's think about it. Like, the dads don't have as many chores or things like that. So it's really just kind of being nice to them for the day. I mean, I think it's much easier. But mine are little things, you know, things that I've been loading up that I want done around the house that I can make them do.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Well, I saw your video. It was all
organize your, you know.
Yeah, we cleaned the bedroom. We went through the winter clothes,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they can't say no. A day where they can't say no. It's a yes day for us.
It's a yes day for us. That's amazing.
It's wonderful, and you need to take full advantage of Mother's Day and not lose a second of it. But I guess you have to be prepared. If your husband wants to go golf all day or do whatever they want to do, just to say, sayonara, it's your day. You can do whatever.
Yeah. What's your opinion on, like, taking the day off on a Mother's Day or Father's Day?
What? Just letting your spouse go wherever they want to go? A lot of people, I think, want that.
Well, we have a mutual friend, Graham, who for her birthday, she just leaves. Like, that's what she does. She goes to a hotel. And
sounds delightful.
Goes to a hotel room and she gets room service and she just has her 24 hours of her.
I think a lot of women want that. I really do. I mean, there were times when I wanted that really badly. Like, I dreamed. I remember dreaming when they were the kids were so little of checking. It didn't even have to be fancy, of checking into a Holiday Inn Express, like just a random, like I wanted a room where like a almost like a sanitarium where the rooms, the walls were painted white. There was just a bed and a TV. And I would just bring magazines and no one would talk to me. And that was it. I'd get 24 hours of that. That was my dream.
So I wonder what the dad equivalent of that is. Maybe it is for a lot of dads golf. So basically my dad's only advice for presents was if they golf, get them golf doodads.
Yeah. So men don't even know what men want. That's what we've learned.
You know what? That's
they don't even know what they want.
It's nice to have that on tape now. So when I get my dad terrible things, like I got him a waterproof bag, like a duffel bag.
I feel like he'd like that.
Yeah. Well, I thought so too, because he likes to sail.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, that would be good. So yeah,
I think it's just being thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Men are weird about presents.
Okay. All right. Well, you sound like you are ready to say goodbye to me.
I loved this. Was the greatest episode ever. I'm going to see if I can get my dad on the horn.
Okay. If you do, we'll meet up again and we'll do that. That would be great.
Okay.
Okay. So listeners, this might be it for us, but stay tuned.
Welcome home. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
There are over 90,000 people missing at any time, and over 500,000 are reported missing every year. And that's just in the United States. I'm Mike Morford.
And I'm Jess Betancourt. And in our podcast, Missing Persons, we discuss cases of people who have gone missing under mysterious circumstances. And we're joined in each episode by guests who are either related to the missing person, investigating their disappearance, or advocating for answers in the case.
Missing Persons is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and there are dozens of episodes to binge on right now. Subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.
Like, just to answer a couple...
Guys, we have a very special guest.
Thank you anyway, but a little bit later today, you can give me a call.
No, it's just 5 minutes. Just quick things, Dad. Just stop being so obtuse. Like Dr. Gladden gave us a few minutes
of
his time.
You don't need to shower for a podcast.
No, Graham, hold on. You call me just when you have spare time and you're driving your car and it's blank time for you. Call me back because I hear a recording downstairs. Just call me back in about a minute, okay?
I'm going to call you back in a minute, but don't go anywhere. Like, don't start making calls to the hospital. Then I won't be able to hear you. Let's see if he picks up. Here, you talk, Kirsten.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, Greg. Yeah.
Hi, Dad. How you doing?
Same as when I just spoke to you about a minute ago.
Okay, fine. Well, we're just going to ask you a few.
David, you're live on the Welcome
Me and Kirsten.
Podcast.
The only problem is that you can't.
Where's Kirsten?
Well,
I'm right here.
Kirsten's here. She can totally hear you, but you can't hear her unless you go to your computer.
Hi,
and
Kirsten. Hey, clump. Come down the stairs of the pole house.
She's so, laughing.
That's a reference.
Well, she should be laughing. She made enough noise like an elephant coming down with her clump clump shoes.
The best is, Dad, if you could possibly go down and just click on a link that we sent you in your email.
No, I don't have time. Just ask me whatever you need to ask me, sweetie.
Okay, great. What's the best piece of advice you ever gave me? So, for example, Dr. Gladding.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
That's the easiest thing in the world.
Okay.
What's the most precious gift you can ever give anybody in your life? What is the most important of anything that can be given away?
Your time.
Right. There you go. So what's the next question?
Wait, that was the best advice you ever gave me, is to give others my time? You think that's it? So, but for example, I'll
more fulfilling in life than giving of your time. There's nothing more. There's other issues, which are, I gave you standards and values. Those are the other two most important things. But the most important, you asked me, thing that you learned mm-hmm. and what you were taught was of giving of your time. It is the most precious thing that you have.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. So Dr. Gladding's answer was, would daddy approve of this, of my doing this? That was his.
Would daddy approve of
like for Kirsten growing up? Like, what would daddy think of what I'm about to do?
That's not relative. That's not important. That's nothing to do with giving of your time. Nobody else has to approve of it, but you do it.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anybody else approving anything.
Okay, well, Dr. Gladding also thinks that Kirsten's not tough enough and that she should be a little bolder and go around telling people that she's going to bash their head in with a club if they don't do what she wants. Like, he's basically saying children today are too weak.
I'm sorry, you had questions for me. Just ask me the questions. I'll be glad to answer those.
Okay, Kirsten, would you have a question you would like to ask?
Yes, I want to know what is his best Father's Day memory?
Oh, what's your best Father's Day memory ever? Do you have a good Father's Day memory? This is a Father's Day episode, Dad.
I'm trying to think, well, relative to my two fathers or relative to my having a Father's Day?
How about we'll go halvesies. One from your childhood, maybe, or a special memory of you with your dad. And then you can do a special memory of you with your children. How about that? Those are great questions. And then we'll let you go.
Well, you don't have to let me go, but the point is, with regard to my father's, I don't have any memory of any celebration that stands out for Father's Day, period. But with regard to my children, I think the fact that my children cared enough, once again, it gets back to giving of their time. They cared enough to be around me and to partake and to say, this is your day, and we want to make it special for you. They were willing, both of my children, to give of their time. And they did that for all the Father's Days that I was around them.
That's very nice. Okay. That's a good memory. Do you have a special?
I'd like to know what David's most proud of.
You put too much weight on tangible things. Tangibles are not of great importance.
Okay. What's your question, Kirsten? What he's most proud of in life?
Yeah. What he's most proud of is being a father.
What are you most proud of of being a father, Dad? What makes you most proud of as being a father?
Having been blessed with two healthy children.
You're really clamming up.
Well, Graham, these are not hard questions. These are very easy to answer.
Well, give him something harder, Graham.
All right, let me give you something harder. Okay, what's the thing you think I'm messing up as a daughter? Like, what's one thing you think I could be better at?
What does that have to do with Father's Day?
Well, I'm just...
is that a gift idea?
Well, no, we're asking our dads their unvarnished opinion on parenting. Like, you're sage, you're in your 70s, you have wisdom to pass down. You've raised me to the ripe old age of in my 40s. What do you think that you wish that I would do a little better at? For example, we also asked Dr. Gladding, like,
I know the question.
Okay.
I would less frequently use the word like.
I think I say like too much. I don't really see that.
I know you do.
I think that's Kirsten.
It's nothing to do with Kirsten. When's the last time I've spoken to Kirsten?
I don't know.
October.
You just asked me a question. I gave you the answer.
Okay,
I want to know.
I mean, I can come up with a zillion things about you, Graham, but you asked me one thing that I would want to see you improve yourself and move forward with is less frequently use the word like.
Well, that's great. Okay, I'll take that away. That's a good takeaway.
I have a question for David.
Kirsten has a question.
You don't have to. It's just an opinion.
Since we talk a lot about like
everybody has one.
About homemaking, can David share his Costco advice?
Dad, Kirsten wants you to share your Costco advice for our listeners.
What does she want?
You share your Costco advice. We talk a lot about your trips to Costco. Could you just give like a synopsis of why that store is as magical as it is and any advice you might have for shopping there?
Absolutely. It is 110% consumer centric.
Okay. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Doesn't that answer everything right there?
Is it the size?
How can you improve on that experience if it's 110% consumer centric?
I mean, do you think that the products are a little too large? See, I actually have a problem with Costco because I come home sometimes and think
you asked me. I'm sorry. What was the question you asked?
Just some wonderful qualities of Costco, your beloved store that you're probably going to every day.
You asked for positive. You didn't ask for negatives.
Okay. What are the negatives of Costco?
Be specific, Graham.
They don't always repeat the product that you become attached to, and it goes out of favor.
That is a negative. I'll agree with that. That's why I never deviated from the Whopper at Burger King, because I never liked the fact that they'd put odd things on the menu. So to this day, I never, because then I know, like, if they have a McRiblet or something, that I will never try it, because I know that it's just a potential like flash in the pan, and I don't want to get my hopes up that it'll be on the menu forever.
I would totally agree with that statement, although it has nothing to do with my experience at Costco. I would totally agree with your statement.
Mm-hmm. What are the hidden jewels of Costco
Some of the hidden jewels of Costco that maybe people don't know about?
The hidden jewels?
Yeah.
Is that what you asked?
Yes, hidden jewels of Costco.
I think most people who shop Costco know why they're shopping there, and I think that there isn't much that's hidden. They have a very flexible return policy. People know these things. These are not hidden jewels.
All right. I think maybe.
Oh, wait. One more question.
Kirsten has one more question for you.
I just want to know about cigar etiquette.
You can ask as many questions as she'd like.
You want to know about what, Kirsten?
Cigar etiquette.
Oh, cigar etiquette. My dad's given up cigars.
Oh, cancer. No.
Yeah. But dad, cigar etiquette. He doesn't really have etiquette. He just smokes wherever he wants to. It doesn't bother him. No, dad, you think it's weird that you just can't smoke your cigar wherever you want to, right, dad?
Do I think what, Graham? Like?
It's weird that you can't smoke your cigar wherever you want to. Clearly, you've never been coached in
is
broadcasting.
Weird. The word weird is a strange word. I understand where there are places where you should not smoke your cigar, such as in a hospital.
Okay. So you would not bring a cigar to a hospital. Well, that's good. Okay.
Well, no, you didn't say I wouldn't bring a cigar to a hospital. You can bring it. And if you chew tobacco, you can certainly have your cigar in the hospital, but you cannot smoke a cigar in a hospital. They have oxygen and they have other patients. You know, there's many issues.
That's a good point. Okay. You know what I always liked was Grandpa Chandler, who had the spittoon in his car. I thought that was cool.
Well, that's a pretty dirty habit. I never chewed tobacco and I never chewed cigars. So, although I chomped on them.
That sounds like chewing.
I think it's a pretty dirty habit.
Will you tell your dad I think he's a great dad and a great grandfather?
Better than spitting it on the floor.
Kirsten says she thinks you're a great dad and a great father.
There I would agree 120% with Kirsten.
Yep. Well, you should invite her over to your house since she lives so close, Dad.
How's Mr. Gladding?
Oh, she wants to know how's your dad doing. Her dad is doing great. He's like same old, same old. You guys should really get together.
Okay. You and her sister married, and I don't even know if they've had children.
There's no time.
Yeah, she
has a little one. We don't have time for chit chat. Okay. Well, that's the thanks,
well, wait,
Dad.
That was all about take care of you. Okay. Well, just give my best to Kirsten, please.
I will do that. I guess. Oh, wait, how do you think you were with discipline? That's a good question. Do you think you were good with discipline?
No.
No. Do you think we just had free reign? Like, were we kind of like hippie kids that just got to do whatever we want? Because I don't remember ever having a curfew.
You were responsible. We raised very responsible children with good values and good standards.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did on their own that I don't know about, I don't need to know.
Right. So you kind of were more of like a free reign parent.
No, if you robbed a bank, I probably would have turned you into the police.
Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds fair. Well, good, Dad. Thank you for your time today. Kirsten, do you have any follow-up questions?
No. I really appreciate David coming on the show. I know he has a busy day today.
Dad, we know you're busy. Thank you for your time coming on the podcast.
Well, I should be walking down the streets of Paris right now, and I'm sitting in my basement, and you know, trying to deal with things.
Well, so, you could still go. Yes. Plane leaves tomorrow.
What, Graham?
You could still go.
Leave tomorrow night.
Yeah, plane leaves tomorrow.
What time?
Like 6 o'clock.
That's cool. And you're flying through where?
Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah, it's so messed up. Yeah, I mean, the planes are so messed up. So,
well,
yeah.
If I don't talk to you tomorrow, you just have a wonderful trip and just think that, just have the Beaujolais that I asked you to have, that the Nouveau Beaujolais, if they have that. Do, of course, you will have many a croissant and do have a chocolate croissant. And you do need to get a baguette. And I do encourage you, if you don't mind finding, because they have a couple of the Andrewet cheese shops.
Uh-huh.
Just those three
so you're
things
supposed to eat.
Matter. Whether you get to the Louvre and the Museum d'Orsay and all the other stuff, you know, that's
second
want.
Tier, just baguette, some cheese, and the chocolate croissant. Okay, I'm on it. I will totally do
that. Actually, that can be my Father's Day present from you.
So times, okay, so just me eating. Okay, I can handle that.
No, not you eating. Andrewet, baguette, chocolate croissant, and glass of Beaujolais.
Okay, those four things. And that's
Nouveau Beaujolais.
That's all you want for Father's Day? I can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah, since I'm paying for everything else, I might as well pay for what I want.
Wait, I didn't know you were bankrolling the whole trip. This is getting better by the minute.
I'm not bankrolling the whole trip, but I can afford a baguette and a croissant and a glass of wine.
There we go. Okay, perfect. Well, that sounds delightful. I will do all those things in your honor, and I will send you pictures. I wish you were coming.
No, I want pictures of each. You know how those people take pictures wherever they are and they put something to show that they've done it? I'd like a picture of
like,
oh,
hold on. One last follow-up question. Dr. Gladding is also very scared of like data information and sharing. The cloud, he gets very angry. He uses that. I want you to know this. He uses a pseudonym wherever he goes. So like if he goes to a restaurant, he doesn't want people knowing who he is. So he gives them a fake name. If he goes to a car dealership, he refuses to give out his name because he knows they're just going to go back and run his credit score immediately. How do you feel about this? And I guess our question is, what's up with all this data privacy that your generation seems to be so scared about? Like, why are you more scared about it than we are?
Well, I admire him for being far more comprehensive than I am in protecting my data, and I'm pretty good at it. So I admire his stance. And it's easy to explain that there is nothing sometimes as precious in this world as having your anonymity. And by giving data, mm-hmm. you begin to chip away at losing your anonymity, and then you put it in the public forum. And that's a disaster, opening a door for people that you have no interest in to come at you. Life's too short for that.
So what does he think about having a podcast where we...
So what do you think about having a podcast where we just put it out there? What do you think about having a podcast where you just put your information out there in the public forum?
I'm indifferent to it. I don't use my name.
Has he ever heard our podcast?
I'm a widget.
Okay. Oh, no, he doesn't like our podcast, Kirsten. He thinks it sounds like nails on a chalkboard. That's what he told me once.
Your podcast, I think... No, it's for women. I guess there's some men, but it doesn't interest me.
Don't hold back.
I have more important things to do, like plant flowers.
What else do you do? Well, yeah, actually, give us a rundown of what your day is today, Dad. Planting flowers.
I have to go to Costco.
Okay. Okay. Because you say that abstractly. Like, what is today's journey to Costco? Like, what needs to be done there?
Graham, you're pushing too many questions. I don't have time for all the mundane details.
So more just like a good wander, just to make sure they know you're there.
I have some woodworking that has to get done.
Okay. For a grandchild, per se?
I have some chores for Max.
Okay. So some things Max has assigned you to do?
Max I have administrative work to do, paperwork.
Okay.
Significant paperwork, and I have substantive phone calls to make.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very busy day. I appreciate that.
No, that's a light day.
Okay.
I don't have an appointment to do anything, so I don't have to be scheduled to be anywhere. I can do it at my leisure.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you for taking the time for an impromptu podcast interview. We've been wanting to do this for years.
Done. Give my regards to the Gladdings.
I will. Love you. Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Big Dave.
What a disaster.
He was great.
No, he clams up. He like clearly no, is not Graham, trained
was,
in the...
He was great. We all loved it. Okay, so now we've had... Graham, I'm going to call this one. This was a very successful podcast episode. I think we really shared a lot and shed some light on how we got the way we got.
Hopefully this opens the door. We find this a little bit sillier, but you know what? We're going to put it in the time capsule of life, which is nice because we have quite the time capsule we're accumulating.
Let this be a little lesson to our listeners. Actually, can I say one thing that's really important?
Yeah.
You gave me the best advice ever, which was... Our dads are a little crazy, right? Mm-hmm. But we love them. But really, you get to a certain point with your parents where you realize you're not going to have them forever. Mm-hmm. And the more you embrace their wonderful qualities, their meh qualities, whatever, you're just like, the older they get, the more you learn to appreciate them because, life is short and it's so great that we still have them here. So I loved mm-hmm. that advice. It's very helpful.
I think this is their Father's Day present. Honestly, Kirsten, check the box. Let's just somehow show them how to listen to this.
My dad doesn't play golf, so I got it. There's literally nothing I can get him.
You've got to come up with something. All right. Well, everyone, welcome.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And that's all we have from Kirsten and Graham. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Welcome Home. If you're interested in hearing more from the iconic best friend duo, please subscribe, tell your friends about us, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook for giveaways and other exciting updates. Until next time, welcome home.